Good morning. What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for 400,000.
Thank you. Thank you, all dear friends, for coming to my birthday!
The Dave and Darren Podcast.
The advantage of modern technology.
It will just grab you. It'll hold you. It'll imprison you.
Christ, for how long? How long will it last?
With Dave and Darren on your smartphone. Yeah, your phone's not that smart.
Watch! Do it live!
Good morning, everybody. In the news this morning, good morning.
Hey, what happened?
Come on, kids, grow up.
Easy now.
Went the whole summer without hearing, come on, kids, grow up. And I'll be honest, I didn't realize how much I missed it until just now.
That's all the drops in just one montage.
Yeah, no, that's everything. We're done. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow with more of this.
Will it last? The answer is no.
Christ, for how long? Welcome, everyone, to the new normal, this bold experiment that we call Nacho Radio. You know, it strikes me, Darren, we should have had some sort of speech prepared or something. You know, like some sort of grandiose fireside chat kind of thing.
Maybe a Native American to accept an award.
Just have
locals love you, and here's
and now to bless this website
Pocahontas.
And this podcast. Here's Little Feather. But she cannot accept because of the.
Now that voting's dresses. Going on again, or did it end?
What voting?
The local lovers.
Are owner. They back doing that?
They're back at it.
Well, if there's a category for best podcast, you know, I don't know.
Is there one?
Best local podcast? Uh-huh. I mean, there's other local podcasts that maybe that should be something they think about doing. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I'm busy worrying about our webpage, which is I'm guessing you know this by now if you're hearing us. NachoRadio.com. That's what we're up to. That's the platform,
right,
as it were. So we've got this podcast, which you'll hear every morning at 9, right?
Well, if you want to listen to it live.
If you want to, yeah.
And you go to what, Mixler? Or you just
Mixler.
Mixler. Thank you, Brick.
Well, you can hear it at NachoRadio.com if you go to the
yeah,
Dave and Darren page.
And then you just click on that.
And there's a thing right now.
We'll show up at 9.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mrs. Lavelle says it's good to hear our voice. Thank you for that.
And,
it's good. Frankly, it's good to know that you can hear us.
We got one from a message from Andalusia Mike saying, let's get the show on the road.
Only on Nacho Radio.
Thank you.
Which it is now on the road.
We can do this show wherever we want. We're not limited by the old-timey FM have to be in a studio with a transmitter and all that nonsense. We can do this thing wherever we want. We're excited about taking this show places that are not my kitchen. But that's where we're broadcasting from right now.
Does Larry have Wi-Fi?
Well, of course he does.
Does he?
I would imagine. Or we could...
That facility would.
We could get out. We could get one of them little hotspot things. We could do this anywhere.
Oh,
we don't even need him to have...
I'm not saying Larry's place isn't a hotspot. I just don't know if there's any sort of internet connection there. I mean, does it get...
Hotspot for
doesn't get much
social
hotter.
Scene or various
or
viral things?
Things being on fire.
How have you talked to him lately? What's he up to?
I haven't, but I will give him a call.
Is he aware of... Get a little closer to the mic.
Okay.
I don't know if you're... we got to have this talk again. Maybe I got to turn you up, and I'm not sure which one is this.
These are better mics.
Come to Aberdeen, Brian Beck says. They're listening to us in Scotland.
Ah.
That's that kid that was in Scotland with what they call them flatmates.
Right.
Who was listening to us back when we were at the old place.
Yeah.
And now they're listening. That's very cool.
Now,
thanks for that.
Was he allowed to vote yes or no?
I wouldn't.
For independence?
I wouldn't think that they would let foreigners vote whether or not Scotland gets to be independent.
I wonder if they did, though. Maybe they stuffed the ballot box.
Yeah.
Were you happy to see that?
I was kind of bummed. I thought it'd be kind of cool if Scotland became its own thing because Brian says he voted yes.
He did vote yes.
So that means he voted for independence for Scotland.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that seems a little suspicious. Frankly, all the polling said that the thing was going to go through, and then at the last minute, I think the Queen called in a couple of favors.
Do you know that symbol here in the U.S. Uh-huh. is, of course, the bald eagle.
Yes.
Do you know what it is in Scotland?
The symbol of Scotland, I do know this. Their yeah. national symbol is the unicorn.
That's right.
How cool is that?
We went with a unicorn.
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm all for the United Kingdom dissolving, but you know, I didn't get a vote. So
I was kind of happy to see it stay together.
Really?
Yeah.
Because
I think they would have had to mess with the flag.
That's
true. And the Union Jack is such a cool flag that I'd hate to see them mess with that.
Yeah, because the Union Jack is the flag of all three countries,
just kind of
top of each other,
thrown together.
Yeah, so it would have looked a little.
I mean,
ridiculous.
I guess they could have left it alone.
Mm-hmm. Nick, the Internet Pizza Guy, is bitching that he has to work between 9 and 10.
Well, he could, but here's the
Nick.
Everyone,
Nick. We used to be on the air from 9 to 10 at the old place.
Oh, I didn't listen to you.
I took that time off.
I got I got something from Nick earlier because he joined us on Mixler.
Mixler.
And he signed it Nick, the INP.
Mm-hmm. The IMP? Internet Pizza Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, IPG.
IPG.
Yeah, right. And no, that's his call sign.
IPG, and I was just thinking to myself, I'm glad he didn't misspell that for his sake.
I'm Nick the Pig.
Good for you.
That's that's the last thing.
Darkside 71 is just just followed us on Mixler.
Mixler.
QC Geek Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Logger for Life on Mixler. Sinbin 93.
Thank you, Sinbin, for all of your support.
Is that the place up in Savannah that's at Poopies, or that they advertise with Poopies?
Could be.
See. Shad Stark, of course, we mentioned Andalusia Mike.
Shad Wiz is on board?
Yeah.
That's all I needed to hear.
Bri Brandon.
We should mention, too, the new text line, which I posted the text line like a month ago, and I was wondering if anyone would figure it out, because the text line number is now 470-23-NACHO.
Oh.
That's 470-23-NACHO. Michael Jordan Nacho, great nachos. See what I'm doing there?
That's a good deal, because I didn't know that. I hadn't recognized that.
You didn't even figure it out.
No.
I thought maybe we would tip our hand what we were doing that way. Because when I posted that the text line was going to be, again, 470-236-2246, that's one of the millions of ways you can interact with us. I thought, oh man, maybe I shouldn't have posted that. And then people were saying, oh, that's an area code for Atlanta. They're going back to work for Cumulus.
I don't think so.
No, that's no. Just just no.
I don't think they're interested. Shark.
No, that's that's not an option.
One of the things I was kind of interested in being that we are on 9 to 10. We'll be on every weekday, 9 to 10 live. Mm-hmm. And if you're listening to us now, then
is going great.
Then just go back to where you're at. It's just that simple. But then, of course, we'll also have this hour show posted shortly thereafter. And you'll be able to just find that on the website, which is nachoradio.com.
And the whole point is, rather than the old-timey FM radio 20th century broadcasting, you can listen to this thing live if you want, and we're thrilled that frankly I'm looking at the numbers now and they're way higher than I thought the first show was going to be, so that's cool.
Seven.
More than seven. If you want to listen to it live from 9 to 10, we're stoked to have you here for that. You want to listen to the show whenever you want to, that's up to you.
On
right?
the way to work, if you just,
yeah, no,
there's another Mixler.
You can listen to this podcast whenever you want. There's also a page which will be continually updating with classic stuff from the old days.
Yeah,
a lot of it right now is like super old stuff.
I was listening to the one last night where Larry thought that Doug Buffone was Smokey.
Smokey.
Hmm.
Is that the one where you have to explain to Larry that the point of this segment is to entertain people and not complain about all of his soreness and maladies?
It was.
It's one of my favorites.
He had a malady hurting, and he didn't know, he couldn't remember what it was, but it was something down there. Mixler.
More people on Mixler. So you can listen to the Dave and Darren live at NachoRadio.com or on this this Mixlr app, which I guess you can listen to on your phone as well, right? There's also the ability to go to the webpage and download the podcast whenever you want. You'll be able to subscribe to it on iTunes. That's pretty easy to do eventually. Then the other thing the Nacho Radio offers is two completely separate, unique 24/7 music stations that we spent all summer building for you. You've got your Solid.
Yep.
Which is just, that thing cranks.
Kicks balls.
Yeah, yeah. Solid is basically the radio station that you guys told us you wanted the old station to be.
Uh-huh.
But we couldn't because we didn't own that station. We own this one, so it's exactly, we hope, 50, what you want.
50. Big naturals.
So Solid is the crazy flame-throwing rock station.
Yes.
And then...
that already has like 250 likes on its Facebook page.
Which is nuts. The thing is 9 hours old. Solid is the rock station.
Listen to that.
And then we want to do an alternative station as well, because why isn't there one of those here? Mm-hmm. Planet Alt, which is a completely cool channel, which is all kinds of alternative stuff. And the plan is, eventually we'll have more and more of these channels on NachoRadio.com.
Here's hoping.
Yeah.
If you listen, we will build them.
Yeah, right. And we'll figure out, you know, where there's holes.
Well, we built these not knowing if you'd listen. We were hoping.
Well, yeah,
but if we have
there's
more
a chance
proof,
they still might not.
But if we have more proof
mm-hmm.
that you're listening,
mm-hmm.
then we can build more of these channels.
Chumley says, "Welcome back, boys. We've missed you, Kooks. Can you have Hot Carl as your first guest?"
We were already talking about Hot Carl.
We were just saying off air that we got to get him here in the kitchen.
He can come here and
because he's not I don't think he's not working for Rock Island anymore.
That's a darn shame.
Yeah, I think he got the zig right around the time you and I got our zig.
My guess.
I don't
would be,
no, that's not connected, right?
Now is Carl going to stay in the Quant Cities?
Yeah, we got to get Carl
see,
in. The studio.
I would think
in
that the, he's the sort
see,
of
I'm
cat.
Saying studio here in the kitchen.
He's the sort of cat. That not only gets cat holed,
mm-hmm.
but Carl would seem to me the sort of guy that if he's not, if he didn't have that job, I'm back to Hollywood. I'm back to California.
Yeah.
With an aching in my heart.
Well, let's get him on the air, because this is the thing that fascinates me.
Yeah.
There's no restrictions.
No, Carl can say anything he wants.
Carl, first off, doesn't have to tone it down for work anymore. And
true.
The FCC has nothing to say about what we say here in a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So Carl can tell us, you know,
yeah.
the real deal.
The real cat hole experience.
Oh, my
K-hole.
God.
It's K-hole, not cat hole.
K-hole because it's...
Cat tranquilizer.
Yeah, it's called ketamine.
Yeah.
Carl was... Did he tell us that story on the air or off the story?
No, he told us on air.
That the thing to do in that for some in that community is to take cat tranquilizers.
Uh-huh.
Because it gets you in a place that... relaxes things that need to be relaxed.
A little too relaxed. So, again, till 9 till 10 live. And the reason that I mentioned that was because I was wondering what we were going to be going up against. So I took a look, and I knew that we'd be going up against Kathy Lee and Hoda. Aren't they on from 9 to 10?
I think that's 10 to 11.
Is it? Maybe it is.
I'm trying
maybe
to remember.
It is. Maybe it is.
Yeah, because you and I would watch that at the old place once we were off the air.
All right. But we are going up against Kelly and Mike.
Michael Strahan.
Michael Strahan. Mm-hmm. We're going up against that. Mm-hmm. I think we're also going up against the People's Court. Do they still do the People's Court?
But, buddy, people can watch the People's Court and listen to this at their leisure. That's the beauty
of it. Just saying during
the
live show.
As far as the live experience?
I'm just talking the live show. We're also going up against Sesame Street, which did not thrill me.
Different. I think it's a different audience.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't think you got to worry about the Sesame Street.
What else? Of course, ESPN's First Take.
Why are we spending time on the first show telling people what else they could be doing?
Well, I was just wondering what we're going up against.
We're fine.
Can we get Skip Bayless on the show?
No.
Do you want to talk a little sports? Do you want to talk about the Bears and the Packers? Boy, that started off good, didn't it?
Yeah. Actually, I missed the first half because I was doing the marathon.
Oh, right. Well, then you missed it all.
I got home for the second half,
and it wasn't very good. No,
it wasn't very good. I was listening to it on the way home from the Quad City Marathon, and Martellus Bennett was like an inch away from scoring at the half. 6 points, by the way, that I needed for fantasy. Yeah. I'm going out of my mind.
They kind of squandered some time on that drive, that last drive of the first half, and then and to actually throw the ball, unless you're throwing the ball in the end zone, I just don't get it. Because of course that's going to happen. And did you get? Well, I don't know if this happened in the second half. Did you get a chance to see AJ Hawk's haircut?
Yeah, what's that about?
He kind of looks. I tweeted this, and I'm a tweeter now.
When did you get on Twitter?
I'm a Twitter guy.
When are you gonna tell me about that? What are you at?
Darren Nacho Radio,
at Darren Nacho Radio,
and just one N. Because apparently you can only use so many characters on Twitter. Is that right?
Yes, Darren, that's true.
Well, I mean, characters for your name.
Oh, yeah. No, that's true, too.
Yeah. So it's Darren, DarrenNachoRadio.
Look at you on Twitter.
So my first tweet was...
Darren, give me that again. At Darren.
At Darren Nacho Radio. So Darren and Nacho are sharing the N. Does that make sense?
Oh, I see. Darren Nacho Radio.
Take a look at that and see what my first tweet was.
I
did tweet about AJ Hawk.
Well, you know who he looks? Darren Pitcher. There you are. I'm going to follow you. Yeah. Is that okay?
Yeah.
You have 4 followers already.
Do I?
Nick the Internet.
I think they're all people trying to sell me something.
Nick the Internet. Yeah, it's crazy the porn you get on Twitter.
No,
when you sign
is there
up.
Porn?
When I signed
is that
up,
free?
You can follow. There's Twitter for Solid and Planet All and Nacho Radio, and of course at Dave and Darren. AJ Hawk's haircut looks like the less attractive Rod Lowe's.
Rob Lowe's. Did I say Rod?
You said Rod, and for some reason you tweeted the same thing twice over 24 hours.
Well, no, I tweeted it once
so
to
you guys. You have...
Did I say Rod?
Yeah, it says Rod Lowe's.
I meant Rob Lowe.
Well, yeah, but that's not what you... So
I'm already...
Your first tweet is Nacho Radio is coming this Wednesday.
Yes.
All right?
That's true.
And that's today.
That's already happened.
And then your second tweet is AJ Hawk's haircut looks like the less attractive Rod Lowe's.
Who's
and
Rod Lowe?
I don't know who that is.
But you know what I'm saying?
And then you tweeted that again. He looks like Travis Bickle in Taxi Driver.
You know what I made in the reference to the less attractive Rob Lowe?
That's that commercial, right?
The DirecTV commercial?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, kind of looked like that.
If you say so.
Uh-huh. There's the creepy Rob Lowe. That's the one who goes down to the rec center and watches folks swim when his cable goes out. Oh, he has fun.
Yeah. What else did we miss this summer? What happened this summer that we missed out on? Were there any moments during the summer where you thought, ah, geez, I wish I had a morning show right now?
Not really.
Yeah, me neither.
No. Not really.
High five.
I needed a little break. LJR has followed us on Mixler.
Mm-hmm.
Yoagi?
Galesburg texting
Marsha
us here
X3.
On the David Darren text line 470-236-2246. That's 470-236-2246. Or, if this helps you remember it, 470-23-NACHO. Galesburg says, great, now I got to invest in unlimited data and Bluetooth car stereo.
It's coming that way. It's coming. It's going that way anyway, folks.
Let Galesburg finish. He says, oh, well, small price to pay for the Dave and Darren. You bet your sweet ass.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Thank you, Turtle.
I got to say this, too. I was kind of expecting a little bit more. You're not on FM.
Yeah.
What's that about? There was a lot less of that than I thought. And I'm sure more of that's going to come as people kind of realize what we're up to.
We did spend some money doing this, but I was not going to buy an FM transmitter.
Well, no. What would be the point?
I just...
That whole thing is, you know, this is where it's going, man.
Didn't have that kind of jam.
So, there's no frequencies available either.
Well, that's true, too.
Even if you had a bazillion dollars in the bank, you can't buy a signal.
Why don't you guys just turn this thing up?
Also, we wouldn't be able to do, you know. I was making breakfast for my kid this morning, and I had Solid on the stereo. It's like 7 o'clock or whatever, and it's a puddle of mud.
Yeah,
she fucking hates me, and I'm like, oh
boy,
I kind of forgot.
Bleep that.
I kind of forgot that was a thing, so I had to run and turn it off real fast. Like, oh, that's the last thing I need is him walking around school dropping F-bombs because dad has a new radio station.
Because this is what dad does. Now, we were testing things out yesterday, and Owen was helping out a little bit.
Yeah, no, he's
been helping out, as a matter of fact.
He's pumped.
Remember that one day he was helping out?
There's a there's a song on Solid about sucking balls, according to Miss Funny Pants. Yeah, it's...
Is there?
I think that would be a Steel Panther tune.
Gotcha.
Yeah, those boys are raunchy.
Yeah. I guess we can play that.
This is good news. Rock Island texting in. The Chris Larrison gang is listening. Good to hear
all
you
of them?
Boys.
The well, legend, including the legend?
I don't know if the legend is tuned in or not, but as long as his gang is. There was, I know Rideout was excited about stuff last night, although he wants to hear Perry Como. Of course, that'll happen at some point.
Yeah.
Fish Lips. Fish Lips made the transition. Fish Lips here, finally found it. Damn good to hear your voices again.
Yeah.
I'll go over my data for it. Thank you, Fish Lips. That's all we're asking.
You just got to get a better plan, and the better plans are coming.
Yeah, just...
The better plans are coming.
Explain to your carrier that you're thinking about doing something else if they don't hook you up with some data, because this unlimited data is all anybody's going to have pretty soon.
Play a little hardball.
Yeah, and if they won't let you out of your contract and whatnot, listen when you can, you know? You can listen to
this. I was going to say firebomb them, but that wouldn't be responsible.
All right. Got to be very clear here. Do not firebomb anyone.
I didn't mean that.
Michael wants to know, can you guys drink during the whole show?
We could.
Yeah. Well, the fridge is right there.
Who said that?
Michael wants to know if we're going to be drinking during the show.
Michael, I was already thinking of that.
Yeah, I got to pick my kid up, though, after school.
But
so.
I was not every day, clearly.
Maybe on Fridays.
But I was thinking like...
Maybe we do the Friday thing and we can both drink.
Or I was thinking maybe the final Friday of the month when we've made numbers. If we ever make numbers.
When we get to where we're supposed to be.
When we're past the projections.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rob Meyer says, it's great to have you guys back here and your voices are so clear. We need to have a live event like a welcome back party. What do you think?
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea, Rob.
We've got some ideas cooking up.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of had to be hush-hush about some things until we could actually launch it. But yeah, we'll be out there all over the place because we can be. And we can set this thing up, you know. We could do live wherever.
Listen, we're only months away from Thirsty Thursday with Nacho Radio.
Well, we don't know that for sure.
I'm pretty confident.
Nick the Internet Pizza Guy wants to know about Taco Tuesday. Is that something that we can do?
Easier than ever.
I mean, we're in
I've
my
got a stove right there.
We're in my kitchen right now. So, yeah, we could.
Which, by the way, Dave's kitchen doesn't have any naming rights right yet.
You want to
very available, very available.
Well, that's the thing too. There's not right now. It's
no, not right now. It's not.
Nothing's available for sponsorships for a while.
Not yet.
This thing is not going to be sponsored for a while because the plan is to have an audience.
Yeah, we got to build an audience first,
and then we'll go and
then we'll go to then we can go to advertisers.
Yeah, yeah. And even then, though, the plan is, I don't know how much of that we want to talk about, but once we're up and running, it's not going to be like it was. At the other place where there's...
No, it's not. As a matter of fact...
5 minutes of Smokey the Bear commercials.
No, that won't happen.
Not here.
And as a matter of fact, during the live show here,
mm-hmm.
we won't take a commercial break.
No.
That
which
won't
is,
happen.
That's the thing. You're going to be getting, even though the podcast is going to be an hour or so every day, you're actually going to be getting a lot more of us than you did at the old place because we're not stopping for commercials and playing Zeppelin songs.
Close.
Yeah?
Pretty gosh darn close.
Yeah, I should think so.
Yeah.
I should think
if
so.
If we did a 10-minute segment here, mm-hmm. 10-minute segment over there,
mm-hmm.
another 10-minute segment, you know, add them all up, and you get us condensed.
Yeah, cumulatively.
As some sort of cook down Dave and Darren hash oil.
Dave and Darren consomme, if you'll have it. Jane wants to follow you on Twitter. Please repeat how to spell your Twitter handle.
It's just Darren, D-A-R-R-E-N. A-C-H-O-R-A-D-I-O. So it's just Darren Nacho Radio, and the N is shared.
You are... That's awesome. I'll...
Is it really, or you think that's stupid?
I can't believe that you did that. I can't believe that you went and got a Twitter. That's not like you.
I figured I'd do it wrong.
Is it just a matter of, hey, if we're going to be 21st century broadcasters, I might as well have a Twitter thing going on?
That's what I was thinking.
All right.
I'm not going to do Facebook, though. I mean, I'll do Facebook for the station, for Nacho Radio.
Yeah, right. You're not going to have a Darren at presence on Facebook.
No, that would be trouble. It just...
Because you think that that would lead to...
Old girlfriends wanting a piece of this.
Old girlfriends.
Or...
Surely not again. Surely not again.
Or just anyone who ever wanted a piece of it.
Uh-huh. You think that somehow you'll be more accessible.
Just not worth it,
mm-hmm.
In my opinion. Although you've got away with it.
Yeah, but
you probably do it.
I'm not as attractive as you are, am I?
You do it in a very... I don't know that that's the case. I'm a little troubled by what I'm seeing in the mirror these days.
The thing is, with me, the exes, they would have no interest in this because
they're all lesbians now.
Well, that has happened.
Mixler.
I have what I call a scorched earth policy.
You do.
Well, I mean, I had. It's been years.
Every girl that you ever dated, mm-hmm. Ended up putting flyers up.
Yeah, it's true.
He's not necessarily a good sign.
No, he's joking, but entirely joking. Yeah, yeah. No,
let's see.
Scorch the earth and then put salt in it.
Matt Mayo is now on Mixler along with us as Battle Cat, mm-hmm. Mush 619.
Chris Larrison wants to sponsor the kitchen, and they want to know about the next pony party. Yeah, this is all stuff that's in the works.
That's not. We've got a little bit of time for that because that's May, right?
Yeah, the Kentucky Derby?
Or is there like an Arlington Millions coming up? Or...
Let's focus on Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Got a few things to get accomplished.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
So, before we start planning
promises,
keg parties,
mm-hmm.
we are
going to do some, we're going to do some sort of launch party here eventually.
Yeah. No, but we just...
Oh.
We've been so focused on launching that we haven't really thought about the partying part.
You know where we will not have the launch party at?
I think I know where you're going with this.
Yeah.
Was it a place that got leveled?
Yes.
Since the last time we talked?
Yes.
Uptown in Bettendorf,
Uptown
where we were.
Gone.
How long were we there for doing Fridays?
2 years.
Was it two years in a row?
Something like that. Off and on two and a half years.
I saw Irish Jenny was upset because that's where we hooked her up with her husband.
I saw them tearing down. I saw them tearing down that deck.
Ugh, that deck.
that deck was not union.
It was it was not union.
It wasn't safe,
and it wasn't up to code.
No, it wasn't.
One of my favorite stories was after we were done there at. What are you looking to do there with that newspaper?
Nothing.
Why did you bring the newspaper? You just like having it here?
I wanted to see how Geneseel was doing in the latest state rankings.
The Uptown, the
second,
deck was,
by the way.
The deck was who's in the state?
They're number 2 in 5A, even though they'll drop down to 4A for the playoffs. And they got a number 1 vote.
Well, we'll get to that in a second.
It's no big deal.
Uptown Uptown had that deck that was, again, not... I don't think up to code.
Well, no, because there were like nails hanging out. The door wouldn't shut because it wasn't level.
Jenny and her friends, a bunch of teachers went there after a day of school. And they said that the deck was covered in human hair.
There was a clump of hair.
Just a clump of human hair on the deck. And they thought, maybe this isn't the place for us.
As if, hey, let's go outside. Let's have these beers outside. Is that a clump of human hair?
Wait a minute.
So hey, what happened?
No kidding.
What is this, Mexico?
All right.
So I saw them taking that down, and it kind of made me sad and happy in that there's the end of an era, but then also no one's going to get tetanus anymore. You're not going to have to go to the doctor.
Of an era, but that place had been closed for
how
long?
That's true.
So do you know anything about are they going to do something with that land? Sweet real estate.
But I guess I haven't been by there. I didn't realize that they had actually tore down the whole building. Did they tear the whole thing down so that like the jazzercise isn't there either? Is the whole thing gone?
I haven't been by. I haven't been by. I don't know. Rock Island says, okay, the station solid is good, but are you guys going to have a show on it? No, the show is here.
The show is here. If you choose to listen to Solid
right.
between 9 and 10, you can always catch up again with us on the podcast. We call it a podcast, but basically you go there and you click. It's basically on demand.
Yeah. No, it's just a recording of the live show that we do. Right. Yeah. Well, a podcast on demand, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
That's all good. I mean, I think
it's not like you have to download something onto your iPhone or onto your
You don't have to, but you can.
You could.
Yeah. Again, this is all about giving you guys choices. Like, if you want to hear tunes in the morning rather than us talking about tetanus shots or what's going on in Wisconsin or Florida, do that. You know, it's up to you. This is how this works now. You guys are in charge and you listen to what you want to listen to whenever you want to listen to it.
You are.
Ginsburg says, can we unofficially call it the Spank Studio? You know, Spank and we're not on speaking terms with Spank right now because I don't know if you've heard, he's still working at the other place.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. He's on commercials.
Oh.
Yeah. He's still
over
there.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah. No. No. Yeah. No. No. Benedict Arnold is still over there doing spots.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. So... Spank is kind of persona non grata or monkey non grata, as far as I'm concerned right now.
I got you.
Kind of dead to me.
I guess we probably should mention that toward the end of the show, we will do the birthday barn.
Yeah, you know.
So if you'd like to get some birthday wishes in.
People are asking about the birthday barn.
See, now I brought the paper. There'll be some birthdays in here for celebrities.
Are they right, though? Because
I don't know. But I'm doubting that there's any porn stars here in the paper.
One of the things that we did bring with us from the old place, because, you know, when they said, okay, guys, that's it, you got to go, and it was kind of one of those things where you got to pack up everything in a hurry. We did bring the imaginary shelf of porn with us.
Nice.
Which my wife's not thrilled about being in here in the kitchen.
Oh, I saw her eyeing it.
But it's imaginary, so. Yeah. No, we were. I was not about to leave the imaginary shelf of porn at the old place.
They also wanted to...
Anus and Andy is still here. We're good to go.
They also wanted to know if we brought our squirrel friends here. Boy, I'd love to see Bullet make his way over here. Much nicer neighborhood, I'll tell you that. We got that going for us.
Are you going to... please don't bring peanuts into my yard. Because it's one thing for you to have peanut shells all over the old place.
Right.
I don't want to have to
deal with
it.
What if they're shelled?
No,
what if I shell them?
You mean you take them out of the shell?
Yeah, that's what they call shelled. Don't they?
Shelled peanuts means that they're in the shell, doesn't it?
I don't think so. If you shell a peanut, that means taking it out of the shell.
That would be unshelled.
I don't think they call it unshelled, though.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. If it doesn't have... If it has...
Am I wrong about that?
Shelled peanuts...
No, I think I'm right. Shelled peanuts means they've been shelled.
This feels to me... I'm just going to say at the outset... This feels to me like another one of these arguments, like...
let's take 10 listeners.
Shrimp. This feels like a shrimp cocktail moment where I'm getting...
Shelled peanuts, I believe, would mean that they've been taken out of their shell.
But that doesn't make any sense.
Well, it's kind of like beheaded. Shouldn't it be de-headed? Why do they call it beheaded?
It's an excellent point.
It should be de-headed.
Because the head don't be there anymore.
No, it
why not. Are you? Why do you say beheaded?
Yeah, I've never understood that one. It's like, well, that's more of a de-heading to me. God bless.
Shelled peanuts.
Uh-huh. Am I wrong?
Someone is concerned about all the points they had acquired at the old radio station for winning prizes. I don't know what to tell you about that.
I would think you'd be able to redeem those.
Yeah, call that. We don't work
I
there
don't
anymore.
Know.
Go. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. You can ask.
Yeah.
You can ask them. I don't. That's not my issue.
What's more important is shelled peanuts.
Glad to hear that you guys have a new.
Mixler.
New website with three different ways to listen to stuff.
Uh-huh.
What about the points I got from the old company?
Is that Andalusia Mike? Because it sounds like him.
Don't tell me to be where, or I'll tell you where to be. Thank you, Balthazar. I'm not sure.
That's heavy. And it doesn't weigh a thing.
Mm. Shelled peanuts.
Shelled peanuts are without a shell.
You're sure about that?
I think so. Haven't you heard of ever shelling a peanut?
But
No.
No.
Or did I just
to shell
that?
A peanut makes it sound like you're the one putting the shell on the peanut.
No, you can't do that.
God does that, Darren.
Uh-huh.
God does that. Shelled peanuts. Let me look this up here because shelled peanuts.
I wonder if God, when he made peanuts, thought, you know what? These would be great with a little salt on them.
Raw shelled peanuts.
Yeah, raw shelled peanuts. Peanuts without a shell.
So they have been...
shelled.
Yeah, no, you're right. Shelled peanuts means that there is not... Nick there the Pizza go. Guy says it sounds like we're saying penis.
What's
no,
that?
Not shelled penis.
He wanted to know if I was going to bring any penis to his backyard.
Hey!
Hey now! Hey, ladies!
Hey, I was just
come on! You got that drop?
Come on! So here we go.
Right.
I'm trying to determine here. Is it really 80 degrees? That doesn't make any sense.
What?
It says 80 degrees on the, not that we have to do time and temp anymore, because, that's old-timey radio.
Doesn't do you a whole lot of good, does it?
The only time we'll give you the temperature is when it's 69.
That's 69, dudes!
That stays.
Okay.
That's really the only time I have any interest in telling you what the thermometer says.
Do you want to touch on the fact that you did run your first marathon?
Well, I ran in a marathon.
Uh-huh.
I should be clear about that. I did not run a marathon.
I
used my downtime to try and get in a little bit of shape, which was,
exercise and futility?
No, it was an exercise and exercise.
Oh, okay. So you ran how many miles? Like 3.3?
My leg was 3.3 miles.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was on the arsenal.
When I saw you last Friday,
mm-hmm.
you said you'd ran 2.5 miles, but that almost made you puke. So you really had never worked your way up to 3.3. So
well,
I was told
by my friends at Comedy Sports, who I was on the relay team with, that basically you train up to a certain point. Mileage-wise, and then you just let the adrenaline kick over on race day.
Couldn't you train for over 3.3 and
make
it easy?
Well, not in the time that I had, because I was starting with doing no running ever in my life.
Yeah.
I mean, keep in mind, I had the distinction at my high school being the only young man
the cross-country team.
Ever to be cut from cross-country because I sucked at running, and that was when I was 14.
Right.
So now I'm, 42? It's,
I wouldn't want to run 3.3 miles.
No, but...
It hurts.
No, it doesn't.
It hurts. And it's...
It doesn't hurt.
Yeah. So you getting in with the running people? Because the thing about running people is they love to tell you they're a running person.
Well, I'm on a high. I tell you what, I might turn into one of those assholes that talks about running all the time.
Uh-huh.
Because you do get a high. When I was finished with that 3.3 miles... I was like vibrating, dude. It was something else. It was one of the greatest highs ever. Now, it doesn't last as long as like dope.
Were you fine? Was that after Whatsamacallit came up to you and said hi?
I'll tell that story later.
Did you have a baton?
It wasn't like a.
Did you have a baton?
You know what the baton is?
What?
It's like a slap wrist thing.
A what?
Like a bracelet that you slap on your wrist.
Oh, you got to turn it over to them?
Yeah, yeah. Well, they give it to you because I was the fourth leg of the race.
They give it to you, and then you give it to the next person.
And then you give it to the next person.
So that's how
they
keep the time. That's how they keep the time.
No, the time is kept on a chip that goes on your shoe.
Wouldn't they need everyone's shoes from your team then?
No, just the beginning and the end.
I would think that they'd be able to do it with a slap wrist bracelet.
No. You would think wrong.
I had the shelled peanuts right. Maybe you should start. Maybe people need to start listening to me a little more.
Should we make it that when we do the podcast that I just blindly listen to everything you say? And
you could. You'd be right more often than not.
I don't think that's the case.
Oh,
I don't think you're right more often than you're not.
Oh, I'm clearly right more than 50% of the time.
You feel good about that? You feel like you're
Mixler.
You got.
I think we've got...
It's good to see that you still have your phone set so that it's like crazy
I wanted to hear this today.
No, I'm all for it.
We got 66 people now following it on Mixler.
Uh-huh. The speaker on my phone is quiet. I had to blast it up full volume. The ear shriek happened, and now I'm deaf in my right ear.
Yeah.
Well,
can't you plug that right into your car stereo and stuff?
Here's one. 50% of the time, Darren is right all the time.
There you go.
Thank you. Sex.
Just like Sex Panther.
Thank you.
Or whatever.
Sex Panther. Oh, we got one from Sweet Eileen.
Yes.
Sweet Eileen says the show.
Yeah.
And Sweet Eileen, her texts kind of read like ransom notes sometimes. The show is not, and that's said with love.
Yes.
The show is not going to be long enough, but the look on Hellboy's face when he heard you come on, good on droid.
Precious.
Hellboy and Eileen.
Well,
that's awesome.
Send that to the Facebook page, that picture.
Yeah.
Of Hellboy.
Yeah. No, it's good to know that Hellboy the cat is able to hear the show.
Meow, 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 meow. Beautiful. Meow, meow. Telephone. Meow, 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 meow. Beautiful. Oh, Mr. Rogers.
Meow. You would like to know, Sweet Eileen, that we have a cat in the studio.
Yeah, that happened over the summer. That happened. Did that happen?
No.
Were we still working at the old place when the cat showed up?
I don't know.
Because the cat showed up right around the time we got canned.
Then you almost lost him.
Yeah, no. right, the old place. The cat showed up like a day or two before we got canned.
Right around.
But we knew we were getting canned before we got canned. Because we knew for like, how long did we know? Was it like 2 weeks we knew that our number was up?
I think it was three.
Was it 3 weeks?
So, but the cat almost, you almost lost the cat. What's the name of the cat?
Cat's name is Arya.
Arya?
Arya.
It's kind of like Nacho.
Exactly.
Are you listening to Nacho Radio? Arya.
Like, are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
That's the name that that the shelter gave her.
Remember.
But it's an awesome name because it's from Game of Thrones.
Nice.
So I was, you know, I was not crazy about this cat coming in a house.
That cat wasn't in the shelter for very long. How old was that cat when you got it? Like,
it was a kitten.
A day old?
No, they keep them long enough so that they...
Oh, it's a wonderful cat. Great looking cat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we got a cat in the house now. The wife and the boy are nuts about her, and I'm starting to dig it, too. And I'm
Although
not much of a cat
person.
Sometimes
you call it cat.
Well, I mean...
Hey, cat.
Well, you know, I'm not a cat person.
Although I guess you could name a cat cat.
Why not?
You could.
That's something that happened this summer. Sam and Cat's no longer a show, Darren.
What?
Ariana Grande, she got too big.
She's something else.
Yeah?
Yeah.
As far as...
Those dance moves.
Really?
It's something.
I
like that nutty little voice of hers when she talks.
Is that really her voice?
I don't know what it is. But if someone says that her voice is affected, I know what that means. Because her voice is affected. Sometimes you'll get that from like radio consultants.
Mm-hmm.
Their voice is affected.
Mm-hmm.
That one's voice is affected, and I kind of dig it. And now she's got all these pop hits.
Yeah, right.
That you're probably not going to hear on Solid or Planet Alt.
No, that's not our thing.
But you never
know. You have choices for pop music in this town. That's not something that you're missing out on.
Yeah.
We're trying to give you stuff that you don't get.
But I've seen several of her videos. How old is she? Should I be talking this way?
You know, she's old enough that you can say she's hot without getting in trouble.
Okay, she's got all these little dance moves that are just, I wish I could dance like that. If I could dance like that. And they're all kind of very subtle things, but it just, I don't know.
Well, like what?
Just kind of very subtle movements, but she's good at it. And if I could dance that way, I would dance more often.
Ariana Grande is 21 years old.
Oh, well then.
Yeah.
Then
you
hell.
Don't have to feel bad about thinking that she's hot if you want to say she's hot.
Okay.
Just looks like, she looks to me like a 12-year-old kid.
She does look young.
I need a little bit more maturity, and I need a little bit more.
More meat on the bone.
50-50 big naturals. Like, now, she was she Sam or was she Cat?
I don't know. I didn't know the name of that show.
No?
I knew she was on one, but I didn't know the name of it.
I think was she on
Dog with a Blog?
No, not Dog with
Which
a Blog.
Which is a darn fine show, by the way.
The Deucer says gong. Yeah, absolutely. Very gongable.
Yes, gongable.
And that Jeanette McCurdy from the show is gongable, too.
Who's
20.
That?
She's 22. On Sam and Cat.
That's the blonde?
I think I'm, yeah. Mm. Ariana Grande was Cat. And, well, I'll tell you what. If it ever comes down to double date time.
Yes?
I will take Sam and you will take Cat. That's why this partnership continues to work.
Gladly.
No matter what forum. We choose to do this on here in this forum.
Fat Sack is now joining us on Mixler.
Thank you, Fat Sack, for all you've done.
Mm-hmm. Mixler.
When we built this thing for you, we thought, can we get a Fat Sack to listen? Davenport says that they're scared that Darren wants to dance like Ariana. I don't know. I think that might be something.
Maybe I'll do it at the launch party, which, again, will not be happening at Uptown.
You know what? Girl. I will put a couple of bucks in a jukebox.
I don't know that I can dance that way.
And have you.
That would, even if I practiced a lot,
mm-hmm.
I just don't know.
You that don't know that you could pull off the Ariana Grande moves?
I just don't know that I could. Not. I don't know if it'd be believable. I could do it. I just don't know how believable it'd be. Because have you seen her dance? She's kind of like always looking over his shoulder. Kind of like looking over his shoulder.
Yeah, I mean, basically, she's
not doing much.
She doesn't dance so much as saunter.
Okay.
She just kind of saunters about. Kind of does like the Tina Louise shoulder thing.
Kind of always looking over his shoulder.
Are you dancing or erratically for me, young thing? Or are you having like a back spasm?
And I don't,
what's going on
there? I don't want to sound like Larry, Raji.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But I don't know if I can move my neck like that, looking back that way.
You know what you ought to do? You ought to start running. Oh, it feels great.
It's just, you and your runners. Boy, I can't stand you people. All you want to do is talk about how, look at what we're doing.
Yeah.
Look at what we are doing is the right way to live. This is something everyone should be doing, as opposed to sitting on your couch if you're out here running. That makes you such a better person. And the truth be told, it really does. It actually does. So.
I mean, I'm not quite where I want to be. No. I have made the commitment, and I
Jenny,
guess I'll say it.
Jenny, your wife, run? Does she run?
She's got a groin injury right now.
That happened over the summer too. You want to get into that? Oh yeah! The big hammer.
I had nothing to do with that.
Did she really have a groin injury?
Yes.
What did she do? Fall down or like steps or something?
No, just pulled it. Just something happened and
you
it
know
just
what?
Pulled.
I just never heard about a girl pulling her groin. I don't know. I guess it makes all the sense in the world, but you just don't hear it that often.
Well, yeah, she's been kind of laid up for. She's doing physical therapy. Check this out. This thing here on the table.
Yeah.
That's for her groin? I swear to God. All right.
You're starting to make me sweat a bit.
This is one of those things you're going to say.
You pull it on her. What does she do?
It's like an elastic band, right?
Yeah. You put it on your foot, it's tied. Or something.
This is for something. She goes over to ORA to do a physical therapy.
Here we go.
She goes for.
She's got to go over there to do
she
it.
She has to go for physical.
And what
therapy.
Do they charge for that?
Here we go.
I'm sure it's under the insurance.
Oh, boy.
Wait for it. She's got the groin injury.
Yes.
She uses this for something. And I know at the outset you're going to say, bullshit, it's not true.
Okay.
All right?
Uh-huh.
But I'm telling you, it's true.
What?
She does this for something they call clam exercises. The other day she goes, I got to go do my clam exercises. I'm like,
can I watch?
Like, baby, I'm down.
Can I watch?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Best summer ever.
How far should I get back?
Do I need to put a tarp down?
What's going on? Should I put goggles on?
Oh, fantastic. But
Mixler.
Yeah, so she's not running now. She would love to.
Well, how does she pull
exercise.
Her groin?
I don't know. It just happens.
Hmm.
Just out of nowhere.
I just
don't know that there was like a specific event that happened.
So it's chronic? It's not acute?
It's pretty cute.
Do you have a chronic or acute groin?
Well,
thank you.
Well, I'm a big fan. Don't get me wrong.
I bet you
are. Pop. You want something to drink?
Huh?
I'm going to give myself a pop.
A cold pop?
Lord Jesus, I need a Coke.
Well, yeah, if they're just right there in the fridge, sure, I'll take one.
Thirsty? Can I get you something? You want coffee? What do you want? You can't have this one.
Well, then why didn't you just grab two? All right. Okay. Do you have a glass of ice?
No.
I
can do that now or
get go get a glass of ice.
Seriously,
then.
Can you still hear me if I'm walking around over here?
I can hear you. It's
I'm sure Jenny's gonna be thrilled to talk about her groin.
Her acute groin.
Uh huh.
Boy.
The show go?
Well, they're talking about your cute groin.
It's not what? Enough that you have to set this thing up in my kitchen. You're mm-hmm. talking about my groin on the podcast.
It's true. And it that you should have seen, though, the listenership really spiked when we were talking about your cute
right
groin.
Right here. We're able to look at the metrics. And
oh,
right
yeah.
here, something else.
Even with women, it spiked. No, it was just, it's just one of those things that I'm sure it happens, but you just never hear about a pulled groin with a woman.
Well, that's because you're not as avid a WNBA fan as I am.
Ah.
You don't watch the WNBA as much as I
Who
do.
Who won the championship this year?
Phoenix.
That's right. Beating the
beating Chicago.
Sky.
That's
beating
right.
The sky.
Did they sweep the series?
They got beat pretty badly, I think.
That was something that was on the treadmill when I was running on it, because that's what I do now.
Oh, boy.
I will be doing Bix this year. I've never done Bix in my life because I'm, a fat old man. But the plan is to get in shape and do Bix. Maybe we could do some sort of Nacho Radio group of runners.
Will you carbo load before the?
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah, big to. Big old.
My friend Leslie before the marathon threw a big pasta party on Saturday night.
That's what they do.
And I tell you what, that alone is worth all the running nonsense.
That's what they do.
Just to be able to eat pasta like
it's like the
crazy.
Never-ending Pasta Bowl. Have you seen that?
Brian would like us to podcast from the treadmill. We could.
Uh-huh.
Although, I don't know how we get both of us on the treadmill. That would be an interesting dynamic.
Did you see that Olive Garden changed their logo, kind of? You're a big Olive Garden goer.
Not by choice, but that's where the in-laws want to go every time they're in town.
I think
their
logo's different.
Well, did you see what they did this summer, too?
Mixler.
The Olive Garden where they had that deal if you gave them $100?
Yes. You got to eat all you wanted for how long?
You got to eat for a month?
Wow.
Was that what the deal was?
Something
it was like all
that.
If you give them $100, you could eat all the pasta you wanted for a month.
Yeah.
7 week pasta binge.
Uh-huh.
If that was something that you wanted to do.
Did they say did they sell out? Because they were only offering a hundred of them or something? They weren't offering many. It was just basically a publicity stunt.
Someone says Lenardi's is better. I couldn't agree with you more.
Well, yeah, we know that Lenardi's is better.
Yeah.
I was just saying that I think Olive Garden's got a new logo now.
It doesn't look that new to me. Well, I'm looking at a picture here of an old
restaurant.
That's
the old logo.
Uh-huh. Have you been there? Never Ending Pasta.
I have not. Mixler.
They had 1,000 passes for sale.
1,000?
You could only do they did 1,000 of these passes.
So did they just give you, like, with the Never Ending Pasta Bowl, but they just give you a much bigger bowl?
All you can just get in the kitchen, fatty.
I have purchased this pass for all you can eat pasta. I'm famous.
Hey, fat guy made it to the podcast.
Yeah.
It was 7 weeks, all you can eat pasta.
Mm.
So Olive Garden this summer did a thing where they had 1,000 never-ending pasta
now,
passes. How long do you think it took them to sell 1,000 never-eating pasta passes?
2 days.
A little over an hour.
Oh, wow.
Took a little over an hour to sell out 1,000 of these all-you-can-eat pasta passes.
Now, does that mean when you say all-you-can-eat pasta passes, so that means then you don't get to, like, have the meats and the chickens or what? You know what I'm saying? If you want it, don't they even have steak there and burgers and stuff? So you don't get to eat anything you want. You just get pasta?
I know that one of the things that, and this is the world we live in, and I think this is genius. You got unlimited pasta, salad, breadsticks, and Coca-Cola drinks. And that was between September 22nd and November 9th. So that's still going on. People were buying the passes and then selling them on eBay.
Sure.
Oh, did I miss out on the never-ending pasta? Go to eBay. Maybe I can buy it from the secondary market.
Give you like a wheelbarrow as opposed to a bowl.
But the never-ending pasta passes are personalized and non-transferable and not for resale. I wonder if anyone here in town got their never-ending pasta for the Olive Garden there on Kimberly.
Where's the gong, boy?
Gong is at Comedy Sports.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, the gong is at Comedy Sports. I'll get it back. We did a show at Comedy Sports called Morning Drive.
Well, we didn't. I didn't.
Yeah, you're not part of the troupe.
No.
Comedy Sports, they wanted to do...
You think I could be in that?
Comedy Sports?
Yeah.
I think you'd be terrific at it.
Are you just being... No, are you just...
No, because...
You're pulling my leg?
No, I think you'd be great at it.
No, I don't think I would be.
You would... Darren.
I don't think I would be.
Darren, you're quick on your feet and you're funny. That's like
I told you, I don't run. I hate runners.
Quick on your feet.
Although that's true. It's true. I don't like running, but like if you're talking about like a 5 yard burst,
can I tell you this?
Pretty quick.
Can I tell you this? And I, yeah. and you know, we're lifelong friends. Uh-huh. I don't want to hold anything back.
Yeah.
You have one of the best first quick steps
yeah,
ever.
It's
your
true.
First step, it's like a panther.
For someone as slow as I am.
Oh, yeah, no, your second and third step's not good.
But that first step.
It's like you're walking in concrete. And wet cement.
And the thing about it is, there's always a lot of misdirection.
Well, that's the other thing, too. You're so focused on the misdirection sometimes, uh-huh. you don't know where you're going.
Right.
So at Comedy Sports, they do shows on Friday and Saturday. Friday night is Comedy Sports at 7, and then at 9:30 there's a different thing in a studio series. Like yeah. they do something called like an improv jam, or they do research and development.
Okay.
They do a thing called Dodgeball, which I got to do for the first time this past weekend. It was a lot of fun. And then on Saturday nights, there's Comedy Sports matches at 7, and then there's a studio series. But on Saturday nights, it's uncensored.
Okay.
So you can use words that you normally can't use when you're on the field.
So you
go
like
there.
All Richard Pryor?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I just do my George Carlin. Uh-huh. I just channel my George Carlin.
A lot of
dropping C-bombs left and right.
A lot of butthole talk.
Yeah, yeah, kind of. So the point of this Hexler. Is they wanted to launch a show, a studio series called Morning Drive, and the bit was that it would be a morning show uh-huh. that would be live
yeah.
On stage. And they asked me if I wanted to be a part of it, but they asked me like,
couldn't we just do that here? We kind of are doing that here.
Yeah, no, we don't have an audience. I mean, we have an audience on the radio and they're not here in the kitchen.
Here's the thing. Here's the clever thing about that.
Uh-huh.
We're not asking them to pay. Doesn't it cost to get into Comedy Sports?
It does.
See, I don't think anyone would pay to see this.
Well, you don't know. We'll find out.
I guess we could, though.
No, we'll never charge admission to enjoy the experience.
A live studio audience.
Somebody wants
look
to sit on a leather couch and watch
hey,
the show.
Look how much bigger this studio is. What's the square footage in this house?
I don't know. I don't know.
Huh?
So they asked me if I wanted to be a part of this thing, but they were a little sheepish because it's like, is it too soon for you to be making fun of radio?
Oh, you make fun of radio.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And then basically the gimmick is like, we don't know the name of the station and all this. So we did the first show and it went all right, but it wasn't. It
see,
wasn't
that's what
great.
You always say whenever you do
bad.
Your comedy sports thing.
What's that?
Is I'll ask you how it went and you're always like, yeah, it was okay.
Well,
it's okay. You haven't knocked it out of the park yet?
I don't think that's for me to say.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I don't feel like I've done anything where it's like, oh man.
Can we do the birthday barn without the gong, you think, or no?
Well,
we got 3 minutes.
Well, we can go over a little bit over if we want to. We don't have to do just 1 hour for the first show.
False.
You want to do the birthday barn?
Yeah, let's do the birthday barn.
You got somewhere to be?
An hour. We agreed on an hour, and it's in the bylaws of the LLC. Look it up.
I've looked at the LLC
look,
bylaws.
Look,
I was in the lawyer's office when we drew all this stuff up.
Look it up. An hour is an hour.
That doesn't.
Mm-hmm. And we have to have 3 meetings a month.
No, I'm
look
not.
Look it up.
I'm not okay with any of this.
Give me the birthday barn. Let's do this thing, even if we don't have a gong, and then we can get out of here.
Get out of here. I live here.
Well, I'll get out of here. All right.
Happy birthday.
Oh, Prince Gerhardt.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, righty then. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Birthday Barn. For October the 1st.
Yes.
Hey, we should probably tell people what our email addresses are now so they can email us birthdays.
It is Darren@nachoradio.com and Dave@nachoradio.com.
Nick, the internet pizza guy, says, first day back and already Darren's ready to leave.
Well, listen, rules are rules.
No, that's not a rule, though.
Follow the rules.
We could do it.
Do we have any local birthdays?
It doesn't look like it, but,
we got
you know,
a minute.
We just launched this thing. We don't
okay.
have a minute. We can go over.
Zach Galifianakis is 45. Your buddy, Kevin Griffin, he's from Better Than Ezra. He's 46.
Yeah.
Cindy Margolis is 49. Gong.
Yeah, she was on our old show, right?
Oh, your guy Christopher. Yes. Is there anything like a gong in here? Make the cat squeal. Maybe that's the new thing.
I'm gonna squeeze the cat.
Poke no. the cat
no,
when
we're
someone's
not,
gongable.
We will not be doing
Your
that.
Guy Christopher Titus is 50. Mark McGuire, who doesn't want to talk about the past,
mm-hmm.
is 51.
Mm-hmm.
Randy Quaid is 64. Let's see, who else? Our guy, friend of the program, Baseball Hall of Famer Rod Carew.
Now, wait,
69!
How old is Rod Carew?
He's 69, dude.
Oh, that's marvelous.
69, dude!
Stella Stevens, the actress, is 76. Back in the day, and Mixler. And former President Jimmy Carter is 90.
Did you mention Julie Andrews is 79?
I did not.
Yeah. Check out her.
Nice.
Check out her tits in a little movie called SOB.
Yes. She kind of gets, not naked in 10, but she looks good.
She gets naked?
Well, she doesn't. No, she doesn't get naked, but she kind of nips out in 10. So it looks good. All right. That's the show, everybody.
No, it's not.
What did we learn?
Where the hell do you have to be?
What did we learn?
Also, adult film star Sandra Scream
now,
is
what was
48
she
years
in?
Old.
What was she in?
She's been in 53 adult movies.
Including?
Ma'am's the Word.
Mm-hmm.
Eyewitness Nudes.
Yeah.
I'll Have Another Butt Light.
Uh-huh.
And Snatched to the Future.
Nice.
That's a good start.
Not bad.
I like that. We didn't really do any bits. I guess we'll do those tomorrow.
We
huh?
did some explaining. So explain real quick again. So basically, you can listen to this. You can just go to the
website. Where the hell do you have to be? Why are you talking so fast?
Just go to the website, nachoradio.com.
Do you seriously have somewhere to be?
No.
Why are you in such a hurry?
Because I think we need to be disciplined.
We waited all summer to do this, and now you're like, all right, let's go.
I'm done. Nachoradio.com, you can listen to the playback.
You know, that's not really
How long will that be? How
it's
long
not
before
really
that's
the best
up?
Attitude. What do you mean?
It'll be up how soon?
This show?
Yeah.
That you can't wait to be done with?
Right.
I imagine it'll be up for everyone to download here in about 5-10 minutes at the most.
Maybe I want to listen to it. Maybe that's what I'm in such a big hurry about.
Well, all right. Well, we'll be back tomorrow at...
And then how do you listen to Solid and... Planet All?
Just go to nachoradio.com and you can listen to everything live. You can listen to the stations live on Facebook.
Yeah.
You can listen to them on Shoutcast.
Yes.
You can listen to them on TuneIn, which I imagine a lot of you will be using.
Yeah.
There will be a...
iTunes.
You can listen to it on iTunes.
Yeah.
Both stations you can listen to on iTunes. And there'll be an app on the iPhone for Solid. I'm going to say sometime in the next... couple of days.
Yeah, okay.
And the Android app will happen here, my guess is before the end of the year, like November-ish.
You mentioned
just
Apple
dedicated apps?
Apps.
I think I did.
Okay. So, several different platforms.
And Delusion Mike says, come on, Darren, what do you have to do? Yard work?
Yes, yard work.
Thanks.
Actually,
thanks for remembering.
That's the monkey.
thanks for remembering.
All right, well, then till tomorrow.
Uh-huh. I don't have any ending stuff.
You want to hang loose, kooks?
Okay, yeah, no, that's cool. Until we get a chance to do the podcast for you again tomorrow. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out. We really didn't get a chance to thank everybody for all of their
thank
support.
Them tomorrow. God bless you.
And, you know what? There was something else that I got to mention. Mm. No, hang on a second. For real, don't be in a hurry to go. Karen Cooney was the administrator... You know, on Facebook, there was that page, Bring Us Back to the radio, which, you know, that wasn't in the cards.
Right.
But she was the administrator of that site. So, like, as soon as we got canned, I guess Karen went to Facebook and started this page.
Yeah.
And then once we announced that we were going to be back in some way, shape, or form, Karen started a Facebook page that was Bring Real Rock Back to the Quad Cities.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she launched that. She passed away a couple of days ago with lung disease.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Which sucks because she was really looking forward to the launch of the stuff, you know, the channels. I know she would have dug Solid, and I guess she's a huge Testament fan, so I'll have to put a couple extra Testament tunes in for her.
Well,
but
she made it happen then.
Yeah, God bless, and thanks for all of your support. But yeah, I saw that last night, and it was just crushing. So, Karen Cooney, thoughts and prayers with your friends and family, and thanks for the support, pal. And you're in a better place where you know, if you're into that sort of thing, I
well, the nice thing about Solid and Planet All, you can hear it anywhere.
Leaves behind a family, a husband, and a son. So that sucks. But thoughts and prayers with Karen's family. So thanks,
absolutely.
Thanks to her, and thanks to everybody for.
We got more thank yous for
hanging
for
out
tomorrow.
Yeah, it was a weird summer. It was the greatest summer of my life.
It's like the summer 42.
It was, yeah. In many ways, you're right, Darren. So, guys, thanks for all your support. And we know that listening to this in this platform isn't as easy as it was.
Nope.
When we were, you know.
Tiny challenge.
At
but,
the old place.
We can do it.
Right. But you're going to find that this is a way better experience for all of us. So
yep. You'll get used to it like that.
Yeah. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for all the kind words. And we're done. Until we get a chance to do it for you again tomorrow, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
See, that's what we need is that Quad Cities drop. I'll have that loaded tomorrow.
And I nailed it.
You did nail it. You did.
I really did.
Proud of you, man.